Daddy, you didn't say anything about twisting people's arms, she said, and I discovered how dangerous a list of rules can be. The year that we adopted our oldest daughter, she attended first grade at a nearby Montessori school. There, she had some struggles when it came to interacting constructively with other children. To be specific, when things didn't go her way in a playgroup, someone inevitably ended up hurt, and that someone was never her. Seeking to avoid a lawsuit, I made a list of practices that civilized people generally perceive as unacceptable ways to respond to one another. This list included the many activities that my daughter had already tried: hitting, kicking, punching, scratching, plus a few that she hadn't yet considered but probably soon would, such as detonating thermonuclear weaponry on the playground. Each morning, I went through the list with her and pointed out how God calls us to value every person as someone created in His image. Things went quite smoothly for almost a week. Then on Friday afternoon, I received a call from the school. "Your daughter has something that she would like to discuss with you," the school administrator said. She handed the telephone to my child, and the first words that I heard were, "Daddy, you didn't say anything about twisting people's arms." And she was right. I hadn't included that action on my list, and I was confronted with the danger of making a list of rules. Once we make a list, it's easy to assume that everything we should or shouldn't do is included in the list. As long as we stick to the list, everything is fine. Or so we think. Why rules are necessary, but never enough. The assumption that keeping a list of rules can make everything right isn't limited to arm-twisting seven-year-olds. "Human nature after the fall," a German preacher named Martin Luther once pointed out, "is no longer able to imagine or conceive any way to be made right with God other than works of the law." Apart from the grace of God in Christ, every one of us tends to lapse into judging ourselves and others according to lists of rules. The problem is that no list of rules can ever lead us or our children to life. This isn't because rules are bad. It's because we are bad. Romans chapter 7, verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Lists of rules and laws can be helpful guides that reveal our shortcomings and restrain evil, but they can never produce the righteousness that leads to life. Romans chapter 4, verse 13, Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Only the gospel can fill our lives with true righteousness. Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. And God gives us this righteousness through faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. True life and righteousness come to us completely apart from any effort to check certain boxes or satisfy a list. Romans chapter 3, verse 21, and chapter 10, verses 4 through 13. The law, evangelist D.L. Moody once pointed out, can pursue a man to Calvary, but no further. As followers of Jesus Christ, we understand the centrality of the gospel and the limits of the law. And yet, when it comes to parenting, it can be difficult to see how the gospel should shape our day-by-day practices of guiding our children.